Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday mocked hundreds of thousands of people who turned out the day before in cities across the country to protest his new administration, including actress and activist Scarlett Johansson.
Support the men and women here today that are anxiously awaiting to see how your next moves may drastically affect their lives. Support my daughter, who may actually, as a result of the appointments you have made, grow up in a country that is moving backwards, not forwards, and who may potentially not have the right to make choices for her body and her future that your daughter Ivanka has been privileged to have.
Scarlett Johansson. Mr. Trump issued a tweet saying, "Why didn't these people, in his words, vote? And celebs hurt cause badly." End of quotation. 2 hours later, Mr. Trump said in another tweet, "Peaceful protests are a hallmark of our democracy. Even if I don't always agree, I recognize the rights of people to express their views." The end of that quotation. President Trump will reportedly spend part of his Sunday speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by telephone on several issues, including the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Mr. Netanyahu told his cabinet Sunday he will speak with Mr. Trump later today. The planned talk comes on the same day Israel approved several hundred housing units and East Jerusalem settlements. Mr. Trump pledged strong support for Israel during his campaign and said he would recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, despite these cities' contested status. Previous U.S. administrations have been critical of the settlement activity. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Gambia's defeated leader,